You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, You have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorite, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the sea, to the land of Canaan, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, and the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in, and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. For anybody that wants to walk with God, there's something you must note about God. You must develop a pilgrimage mindset. You must not have a mindset that loves to settle. You can't walk with God if your mindset is such that you just like to do one thing and just settle down and just do that for the rest of your life. God will constantly be moving you in revelations and in some of your doings. God is not static. So we must have this mindset that we can move, and or we must be prepared for change. You may be at a level of revelation of God now, but He wants to move you to know Him more, what you do not know before. If you keep holding on to what you know and you don't want to know Him more, you will never make progress. Ask yourself a question. What you know about God this year? Has it been the thing you knew about Him last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? You can be sure that God will always want to increase you. So God told the children of Israel, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. It was God who guided them to the Mount Horeb. But they just settled down there and just continued life. If you look at the early church, when you read that they were persecuted and they scattered abroad, they were not just scattered to go and preach. They started life in those new places. Just imagine that all of a sudden there is a persecution where you are now. And you have to land in another state. You have to land in another country. And you will actually start life completely new in that particular place. And yet all of that, God was allowing it so that Jesus can be glorified. Some of you think where you are now is where you will forever be. It is not so. God may move you. God may even be speaking to you and say, take this step. You have dwelt too long here. Let me tell you something. It is dangerous to overstay a place that God has led you to. It is dangerous to overstay a job that it was God who gave you that job. And God is asking you and saying, I'm moving you into another thing. But you want to overstay. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing. If God is saying that you have dwelt too long, you have dwelt long enough in this place, He says, turn you. Take your journey. And go to the Mount of Horeb. There were still much more to do, much more places to go, much more revelation of God. Don't have this mind that does settle. Many people are afraid. They can't take decisions. They don't want change. They are so comfortable. Some of you are in wrong churches and God has been speaking to you. You find it difficult to come out of it. If you want to walk with God, you must have a pilgrimage mindset. A mindset that is always ready, that is ever ready for any leading or direction in which God may be leading him or her. Did you know you may wake up without plan to fast? And the Holy Ghost may say, today I want you to fast on this particular issue, in this particular way. If you are somebody that you are rigid in your ways, you will not be able to adjust yourself for that day. It was God who led Elijah to the brook and gave ravens commandment to feed them there. But the Bible says it came to pass that the brook dried up. Why? Because God was moving him into another dimension of his revelation that I can take care of you with a poor person. I don't need a rich person to support you. And God moved Elijah from the brook to the house of a widow who was going to eat her last meal. And God fed Elijah for years and kept him by that woman. Imagine if Elijah had refused and had stayed by the brook. He would die there. I pray that many of you will not die by a dry brook. You see, that brook was from God. The ravens were the one bringing food. They were all from God. But it was time to move. Imagine if Elijah was still staying there. Develop a pilgrimage mindset. Be ready to move when God is moving you. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.